Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lilo Nishmas, Avi Moria, Rav Hillel, B'meir Yechiel Mecho, Zichrono Livracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Livracha, and of course, learning in the Shul, sweet graciously sponsored, Lilo Nishmas, Chana Rochel, Bas David HaKohen, by the Wengers, and we are in Sefer Tehillim. We're up to Mizmor Mem, and we're going to continue with the theme that had been started in the last two kapitlach, where David HaMelech was still talking in the middle of his own illness. In this capital, in this parak, David HaMelech is going to sing a joyous song he wrote when he came back to his own health, says the Radak in the Sforno. It's a new song, a Shir Chadash, which of course will carry a certain status to it, and it shows David HaMelech's faith when he was renewed and refreshed. Now the first 12 psukim seem to indicate that the ecstasy that he's describing in the Shir Chadash seems to suggest it was after he got well, but what we're going to find from the later end of the psukim is that David HaMelech was actually, when he was in the middle of a lot of his dangers, and in the midst of that danger, that's where he finds his strength when Hashem is there to rescue him. And Rashi and the Medrash also emphasize the understanding, which is that it applies to all of Am Yisrael, both when we were in the Shibud, is in the past, and also in the future, as we'll see in the future. And so the kapitel begins, L'Menatzeach L'David Mizmor, and of course the Mefarshim are quick to point out over here, first of all, when we say L'Menatzeach for the conductor to David, it's a Mizmor. The Mizmor came to David when he first realized himself. First he was inspired by the Ruach Hashem L'David, and then came the Mizmor, Kavo Kivisi Hashem Ba'itei Lai Ba'itei. Hashem, I put my hope and my trust in you. When we say that double language, kavo kivisi, when we point that out, we are also highlighting in that moment in time that that's where we put our hope. And you heard my tefillah, v'yaleini mibor sha'on. You took me out of Gehenim, say the Mefarshim, tit hayavein, from the quicksand, v'yakam al-sela raglai, and you put me on the rock of salvation. Rashi here says that's a reference to what happened when we were coming out of Mitzrayim, and where there was Biza Hayam, where we were able to go ahead and get the benefit from Yamsuf. That's because Rashi is of the opinion that this kapitel refers back to the song, the Shir Chadash, that we sang on our way out of Mitzrayim. Of course, others point out that David HaMelech felt strong. He was on his way out of Gehenna. Ba'itein b'fi shir chadash, you gave me a shir chadash, tehillah le'lokeinu, a hymn to our God. Yiru rabim v'yiro v'yiftechu ba'Hashem, when people see us, they will put trust in Hashem. It should be pointed out, just parenthetically, there's a difference between a shir chadash and a shira chadasha. Shira chadasha refers to a new song that's sung over the victories over the past. So that's when we get a Shira Chadasha. Shira Chadasha, Shibchu Gulim L'Shimcha Osvas Hayam, we say at other points at time. And here it's a Shira Chadash because it's a song about the future, and in the future there will be nothing to worry about in the salvation of Hashem. Asher Agever Asher Sam Hashem Miftachov L'Opana El Rehavim V'Yisate Kazav. Praise to the person who made Hashem his trust and turned not to the arrogant and to the strayers after falsehood. Rabo Sasisa Ata Hashem Elokai. You've done a lot, Hashem, my master. Niflosecha Machshavosecha Eleinu Ein Aroch Eilecha Agida V'Adabir Atzmu Misaper. Your wonders and your thoughts are for us. None can compare to you. Can I relate or speak of them? Zevach u'mincha lo chafatzta, znaim karisa liyola. You didn't offer a korban, you didn't want a desire, but you still opened your receptive ear for me. Vechata lo sha'alta, you didn't ask for big karbanos. Aza marti ne basi b'mgila sefer kasavli. So that's when I said, at the time of Matan Torah, that's when I said, Az Amarti Hine Basi, that's when I said I came. Then when you got me well from my sickness, says the Radak, that's when I fully comprehended your preference for my listening to your words rather than just offering empty karbanos. And that's what the Megillah Sefer says when we said Nasa Benishma, it was put in the Sefer, says Rashi. It's an eternal testimony to our faith as a people. And La'asos Ritzoncha Alokai Chafatzti V'Sarascha B'Soch Me'ai. I just want to know that I desired to fulfill your will. My implication, my natural inclination, my desire is to serve you for my own will. And by the way, I want you to know that your Torah is on my mind constantly, says the Radak. It never slips from my intention. And even that which goes inside my intestines are controlled by Torah legislation. I'm careful not to eat whatever everyone just thinks that I'm going to eat on my own. Bisarti tzedek b'kal rav, I proclaimed your righteousness in a vast assembly. Hines fasai lo echla Hashem ata yadati. My lips, I don't restrain. Hashem, you should know. And of course, what does that mean? I take advantage of every opportunity to raise your name in order to attract the masses towards your service, says the Sforno. And Sidkascha lo kilisisi besochli bi emunascho chuascha amarti lo chichadati chazdecha. Right? Your righteousness, I never conceal. I don't conceal your righteousness. And I think and speak of how trustworthy you are, how much faith you deserve, how you saved me. I don't hide back from telling everybody how great you are. You take care of me. And therefore, I have to turn around and recognize that, and I do all the time. You, Hashem, withhold not your mercy from me. May your kindness and your truth always protect me. And we point that out. David says, I don't hold back from saying it, and so therefore I deserve that you also shouldn't withhold your compassion. And that's what the Gemara in Shabbos says, whoever has compassion for others gets treated with compassion by Hashem. And so I'm protected, says the Ibn Ezra, by the fact that I didn't refrain from telling you about all my kindness, of your kindness and your truth, right? Ki afafu alai ra'os arein mispar, hisiguni avonosai v'lo yachoti l'ros atzmo misaros roshi v'libi azavani. Evil without number encircled me, and my averos overtook me, and I can see that they were more than the hairs on my head, and my heart failed me. Right? The bottom line is, the course of normal everyday living got thrown with a lot of countless pitfalls, and I'm beset by a lot of evils, and I was deprived of my peace of mind, so I can't concentrate on my Torah anymore. It's Hashem Latzileni, Hashem Lezrasi Chusha, Hashem, please rescue me, and turn around and pay attention to join me. Let those who be put to shame and disgrace, those who seek my life to put an end to it, let them fall back and be humiliated if they want evil and wish evil onto me. Instead, all those who seek you, let them rejoice and be glad. Let them always say, Hashem is always great, those who love you. As for me, I'm poor and needy. Hashem, think of me. You're my assistance, and you cause my escape. Hashem, don't delay. Throughout the Book of Tehillim, the explanation, the yuds ani ve'avion refer to Am Yisrael, and Hashem, be cognizant of me, be aware of me in my poverty, says Rashi. And if you're able to do that, David says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pay attention to my needs and come to my attention, because you alone are my helper and rescuer. Hashem, if we can recognize that and we can hear from you, we will all be much more successful. And Hashem will hopefully hear our tefillos and Be'ezus Hashem bring us to see and experience great things. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.